Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome. I'm Twani and hope you all are doing lovely today. So, let's tune into Conscious Relationships. Today, I'm going to share with you something about the power of transforming pain into wisdom. The cure for pain is in the pain, as said by Rumi. Most of us cringe at the idea or the concept of finding pleasure in pain. Pleasure in pain? Seriously? What could anybody possibly get out of pain other than discomfort, negativity, and sadness? Well, In the sense that life is pain, this concept can actually be seen as an attempt at making life more tolerable, especially when we are looking at it existentially. It's just a matter of perspective. And it works on two principles. Number one is gratification we got from our own pain and humiliation. And number two is taking the responsibility of our own choices, making our choices or not making any choices. An approach toward pain as information, while holding oneself personally responsible for using that information in ways that enhance life in healthy and meaningful ways. Pain can be a tricky briar patch, isn't it? It can be a precarious balancing act. And so it is with life. On the one side, we are wise to avoid pain since too much pain can overwhelm us, stress us out, or even kill us. On the other side, embracing pain in a certain way can make us stronger, more adaptable, and more robust. In the sense that pain is an inherent aspect of the human condition, it will serve us better to discover a way to negotiate pain in a healthy way. There is pain in growth just as there can be growth in pain. It's all about taking personal responsibility for both our experience of pain and our experience of growth. It's not only finding pleasure in pain. It is a pleasurable experience of transforming pain into strength, into courage, sacred anger, knowledge, or even humor sometimes. It's hands-on emotional intelligence. It's proactive self-overcoming. It's consciously seeking the elusive phoenix egg in a sea of ashes. As Marianne Williamson said, it takes courage to endure the sharp pains of self-discovery rather than choose to take the dull pain of unconsciousness that would last the rest of our lives. Pain should not be avoided at the expense of love. Pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional, as said by Buddha. The great thing about pleasure is that it's closer to love than hate. And the shitty part about pain is that it's closer to hate than love, right? But if we are somehow able to square the circle, we realize that we can make the probability of love higher and the probability of hate lower. But it's an ontological magic trick of sorts, a high wire act of emotional intelligence, a way of being a mind-body-soul that remaps the way the mind-body-soul moves through the labyrinth of the human condition, means relating to our own wholeness, means a dynamics of contraction and expansion coming from outside the world into our own center and back again going out into the world. We are hardwired to avoid pain. And so we avoid intimacy, so we avoid closeness to people. We try to maintain distance. And our ego mind takes care of that very well. So it takes a certain amount of personal upheaval to softwire our preconditioning or programming. And the key is embracing pain, not avoiding it. The secret is transforming that pain into healthy initiation instead of suppressing it into unhealthy exclusion. It's more than just finding pleasure within pain. It actually goes beyond pleasure and pain, launching us over the field of duality into a sacred state of self-overcoming, self-annihilation, or self-destruction, or destruction of our ego. And then self-creation, rising from the ashes, rising from that nothingness, emptiness. A place where unconditional love is made manifest, where a bone-deep understanding that everything is connected to everything else dwarfs pleasure and pain, magnifying both into a more focused, non-dual and holistic approach towards being and becoming, where we are free to use imagination to triumph over the harshness of reality by turning our lives into a work of art. As Pablo Picasso articulated, art is the lie that reveals the truth. Once we have returned from such a sacred state, bodies tuned, minds aware, souls sharp, we perceive reality in a whole new light. Pain is no longer a thing to be avoided, but embraced and tenderly wrestled if need be. Pain becomes a reason to love instead of an excuse to continue our avoidance. Pain can now be seen as the necessary caterpillar that had to be destructed and transformed in order to become the initiated butterfly of unconditional love. As Marcel Proust indirectly surmised, my destination is no longer a place, rather a new way of seeing. Love should be embraced at the risk of pain. My idea of the modern Stoic sage is someone who transforms fear into prudence, pain into information, mistakes into initiation, and desire into undertaking, as said by Nassim Nicholas Taleb. The secret of love is vulnerability, and the secret of vulnerability is courage. The secret of love is vulnerability, and the secret of vulnerability is courage. Love gives us courage. But in order to truly love, we must be capable of being vulnerable. And vulnerability can be excruciatingly painful. Vulnerability is being completely open to life, and this completely open to pain. Insecurities rear their ugly heads. Past traumas are awoken from their suppressed slumbers. Our fears are exposed as snarling demons hiding in the darkest depths of the self. Armed with a newfound tool of the concept of embracing pain, our ability to be more vulnerable becomes robust. We become better able at negotiating the pain that arises from our vulnerability. We are able to turn the tables on pain and come at it with a sense of humor rather than a sense of dread. This is because pain becomes information, a lesson that we can use to leverage meaning into our lives. The more meaning we are able to create, the less painful meaninglessness itself becomes. As long as we are able to learn from it, pain can be a stepping stone. And seen in this way, pain can be an initiation into wisdom. As we shine this powerful light of our wisdom over the shadowy depths of our insecurities, traumas, and fears disguised as demons, we reveal a path to the labyrinth of the human condition. Through the transformation of pain into wisdom, we create ladders to freedom and ropes to God and elevators to nirvana, all of which are wide open vehicles, ready to carry our insecurities, traumas, and demons out of the darkness of the unconsciousness and into the light of consciousness, where they are able to become a part of our team rather than heavy aspects weighing us down. At the end of the day, faced with so much pain, physical, psychological, emotional, and even spiritual sometimes, it serves us better to learn how to embrace pain and then how to transform it into information that we can use to flourish. What lessons did life want us to learn from that particular painful experience? Learning how to do this can be extremely pleasurable, a type of victory, a transcendental pleasure that launches us straight through the worst that fate can dish out. We are able to transform heartache into humor, grief into growth, anguish into amusement, and discomfort into a reason to become stronger and more robust. We're able to take full responsibility for our pain and for our lives, realizing that the pain of the past can just as easily be used as fuel for the future. We gain the courage to stare death in the face and laugh. As Carl Jung declared, "I'm not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become." Well, that was all for today that I wanted to share. So stay tuned until my next video. The purpose is to share and spread love. And God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. Thank you so much for listening. And have a good time.